Thanks, Rich. My name is Karen. I'm a compulsive overeater. I've released over 150 pounds, and I'm very grateful, which wasn't always the case. I thought this was a death sentence, really. But it turns out that my eating was more of a death sentence. Rich, thanks so much for asking me to share. I never quite feel like I have a message to carry. I always feel like my message is my physical, but that's not entirely true. I came into the rooms February 23rd of 2023. I had just gone to the doctor. I thought I was about 310 pounds. And I weighed in at 321 pounds with a BMI of, I don't know, some ungodly amount in blood pressure, cholesterol. When I would get up in the mornings, I would have to like heave my feet and my legs forward so that I could actually get off the bed. My relationships with my family were strained. I was angry. Couldn't hold a job. I mean, they talk about that, right? The prey to misery and depression. Couldn't make a living. Couldn't live without food. I couldn't live with food. Mental torture every day. But I tried to blot out my intolerable existence with several different things. Eating, not eating, restricting. I mean, I didn't do a pain weigh. I did a pain weigh years ago. One of the things, though, when I hit that top weight, I thought for sure I needed gastric bypass, and Kaiser would not put me into the classes. I also just so. For those who don't know me, I'm 6'2" and I carried that 321 pounds somewhat well, but I don't know if you guys can see that. It's probably really my screen saver. I'm gonna unblur myself. Hold on a second. If I can do that, I don't think I can even do that.
I think you have
Anyway,
to turn off your background.
yeah,
I think
that's
that.
what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
But I can't figure that out. Never mind. So anyways, I was 321 pounds. I was absolutely miserable. And Kaiser wouldn't I convinced Kaiser that they should put me into the classes so I could do some sort of bypass. And I went through all 12 classes, and at the end they said, "Okay, well, now's the time for you to decide if you want your stomach the size of a banana or an egg." And I said, "Well, duh, I want the banana so I could get more food in there." And I knew that nothing that I could ever do from that point forward to try and control and enjoy my eating was ever going to work. I knew it was much bigger than me, and I surrendered to a fellow that I knew who was in OA, and I was, "You got to help me. You got to help me." And he directed me to go to a 7:30 a.m. meeting in the valley. I live on the west side. At 7:30 in the morning, I thought, "You are crazy. That's never going to happen." I barely wake up. I barely roll out of bed at 8 o'clock, and I had no motivation. And I've been going to that meeting for over 2 years regularly. I don't know why. Maybe because it works, but I walked into that meeting. Well, let me back up a little bit. I walked into the kitchen sink for the first time, and I was met by this man, this gorgeous man, bald head, white beard. And I thought, "I definitely am coming back here. I definitely am coming back here." He welcomed me. It was very genuine. I identified with the overeating. I identified with the feelings, with the food, with the everything. And so he was the reason why I came back the first time. And then when I was directed to the Valley meeting, I walked in and this person says, "You sit over here." And I was like, "What? What is she doing that for? Who is, how does she even know me? What's going on?" Anyways, it happens to be my sponsor till this day, and that's Holly, Holly G. And I didn't, she said, "Do I have a sponsor?" And I said, "Well, no." And I said, "Well, you, will you be my sponsor?" And she said, "You can call me. I'll work with you until you find a sponsor." And I thought, oh, she doesn't want me, right? Anyways, series of events. I started calling her. She told me what to do, right? Here are the basics. Create my red light, green light, and yellow light food list. My absolute no's are, pastries, cookies, flour, sugar, any combination thereof, and fried. And then yellow and green was anything in between. And that list for me was so important because I was able to, I know how to eat well, right? I wasn't raised on a bunch of junk. I know how to eat well. I know what a balanced plate is for the most part. And so I started writing all these green light foods, and I just put, and I did this list for you. For you, I didn't do it for myself. I knew it was what you wanted to see. I wanted you to know that I knew what green light foods were, right? And but I made that list, and something happened, and I was like, man, there is a lot of things that I could eat that are relatively healthy, and I think it's possible. And so, from that list, I was given. And I don't know, Holly said 6 ounces of protein, a cup of healthy grains, and 2 tablespoons of fat, and vegetables. And I thought, oh, okay. And 2 snacks, yeah, and snacks. And so I did that, and because I'm a good student and because I need your love and your validation, which I'll get into later, I committed to doing that. And my food was weighed and measured, and I didn't eat any of my red light foods. And the weight started dropping off. Now, I'm a woman in menopause that I never thought that I could lose a pound, let alone 150 pounds. And I just, I look, I was hungry all the time, and my plates were huge. My plates were huge. I ate a lot of food. I can pack it away. I packed it away till it was up to my chin. That was like in the disease, like it was right up to my neck, but I still was shoving it down in there. Insane and tragic food behaviors. Something would fall on the floor, you just kind of brush it off and you pop it in your mouth. Something ends up in the trash. Oh, I didn't mean to throw that out. Let me just dig that back out. Now I had limits of how long it could sit in there because it wasn't really that long. And so anyway, so I started to drop this weight, and I thought, wow, this is kind of crazy. And I didn't do any exercise behind it. And Holly's like, okay, now you got to do some writing. And I'm like, writing? Huh. I got to do some writing, And she says, because we're not a diet club, right? We work the 12 steps. And she got me into writing right away. A first step, I'm powerless. I'm powerless over food. My life is completely unmanageable. It was hard in the beginning to write every day, on something, just get a reader. She just told me, she says, get a reader and read a reader and write on that, and then write on the first step, paragraph by paragraph in the OA 12 and 12, and write on that. And so, with a lot of bumps and bruises, I today, for the most part, write every day. I tend to think I'm not an overeater on the weekends, and like I should get time served, and so I kind of forget to do my writing. But I assure you, I am very much an overeater on the weekends as well. And so, anyways, I just, look, the weight just started falling off. I thought this can't be. And at one point, I was like, this is, I reached, I think it was like 180, 185 pounds, 190 pounds. I was like, I'm good. I'm good. I started getting all the praise, like, oh my God, you look so good. What are you doing? Are you doing, the shots? Did you have surgery? Like all sorts. I was like, no, none of that. I wish. Because I want an easier, softer way, right? And that's just for me. I'm not saying that people who get the surgery or even do those shots is it doesn't work for them. I have no opinion on that whatsoever. I'm just saying for me, because I'm always looking for a loophole in all areas of my life, and it's never enough. Like my motto is, it is never enough. It's never enough. Gallons, megapixels, RPMs, pairs, inches, cats. It's just never enough. It is never enough. I think one time I had seven fish tanks. I had a 100 gallon fish tank. I had a 30 gallon tall. I had a 60 wide. I had a little 3 gallon for my daughter. I had a 10 gallon breeding tank. Like, it was insane. But so that's how I roll, right? It's never enough. And so something happened for me in and look, did I want to do any of that? Probably no. My first answer to everything is no. It's just no. Like Rich asked me, I wanted to say no, right? But it's an important part of recovery to share my experience. And I really hope that I can do that. I'm like, no, look, I'm 2.5 years in. My abstinence is I'm my new abstinent date is June 15th of 2023. No, 2024. No, hell, I don't know. A year and some change in of abstinence. I should probably get that date right. Otherwise, they say you should never forget your date. You should always know your home group, your sponsor, and your date. So I failed miserably. I could look it up. I had two breaks in my abstinence. One was, can we say foods? It's really irrelevant. But one was over a chicken wing. I was making my daughter air fried chicken wings, and I had one in between lunch and dinner. And I had to restart my time. I was not happy about it. And then the other, this one's crazy. It was a mulberry. If you don't know what a mulberry is, it's a piece of fruit that's like a micro grape. And it was about that big. And I had one at the farmer's market. And why did I reset it over a mulberry? Because I knew I shouldn't have eaten it. In the beginning, I had 3 meals a day and 2 snacks. And then at some point, Holly put the whammy on me and was like, since your snacks are fruit, you can eat them with your breakfast and lunch. And I was like, what? No snacks? I have been trying to get a snack out of Holly for 2.5 years, and I have never gotten a snack, nor will I ever get a snack as long as I stay on this journey. And then Holly is my sponsor. And so I just eat 3 meals a day, and my food is weighed and measured still till this day. Sometimes my challenge these days is free food and eating out. I don't have a scale when I'm eating out. I have a general idea, but my eyes are, they're just broken, right? And so, 6 ounces looks like 10 ounces at times. And so those are the challenges for me, but there is no but. Those are the challenges for me. And I have to stay very connected when I go out to and go and eat. I always plan, I always know what I'm going to eat before I go to the restaurant. I always look up the meal, the menus. It just takes the guesswork out of it for me. I don't have to, thumb through and go, oh, I wish I could have that. I wish I could have that. And, some foods that were okay for me, no longer are okay for me. French onion soup. I got no business eating French onion soup, but I keep trying to think I have business eating French onion soup. And even though it is talked about with my sponsor, by the time I end up eating it, I'm like, you know, I really could have left out that French onion soup. So I've released the French onion soup. The writing. The writing is the most important part of it all. Even if my food wasn't right, I think the writing is so important to me. I'm on step seven, and you know, when I stopped eating like a garbage can and all that junk, and I had a desk job, I was just sitting. I was just like a machine, you know, pastries, 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 candy, cookies, free food, office food. When I stopped eating all that stuff, my body did not know what to do with all of that until it came out in anger. And I'm not talking a little, fuck you. I'm talking in your face, spit, and just not very nice, not nice, mean, nasty, nasty things. And somebody warned me, you know, when I let go of all that stuff, it was, you know, it's got all that pent up, all the stuff that I ate over you, it, them, all that stuff was going to come back up. And I had to find a different way to deal with my emotions. And that's through the writing. And that's why I think it's so important also too, because it helped get me through those certain low spots that I will hit as a person in recovery. And I'm on the seventh step, and it is a game changer. I am not always, I'm a nice person, but I'm not always a 100% sober person, sober with feelings, what I mean by that. My perception is that everybody's out to get me. My perception is that I am unloved and I am unlovable. I was, and it wasn't, I didn't really find out why I felt that way until, I don't know, maybe it was about 4 or 5 years ago. And it went back, it stemmed from the fact that I was adopted from birth. And that's my recollection of all of this stuff, right? The unlovable part of it, because I just can't understand, having had a daughter, how you could carry a child for X amount of months and then give said child away. You haven't met it. You don't know its personality. You just don't want it. And so, no, look, I'm not stupid. I understand why, but it doesn't change the fact for me that that is like the deep core of how I operate, is that I am unlovable and I am unwanted. And so the way that I try to prove to the world is through perfection. And I can never achieve any level of perfection, right? It's just not possible as a human. And so I will try and control. I will try and control you, them, it, situations, people, places. And it's an impossible task. And so, working the seventh step in my character defects has been a game changer. And sometimes I just feel like I'm just doing a horrible job at living life is the truth. But Holly just goes, yay, I'm so proud of you. I feel like I'm like bawling, and I'm snot flinging everywhere. And she's like, you're doing great. Just keep coming back. And I'm like, I just wanted to kill myself. But I think it's working its way out, you know, all that anger and all that resentment and not enough. Has to go somewhere. I can't keep it inside. And you know, when I do get those big feelings, food calls. For the most part, I have food neutrality. I don't really care about the sweets and the things that I see nowadays. But it's sometimes it's just second nature, like, oh, I need more of that, or I should have some of that. And I just stay connected. I stay connected. I try and be of service. And I definitely keep coming back. I definitely keep coming back. I'm trying to think of what else in my program that I could talk about to help somebody. I have a couple of gals that I sponsor. Oh, I know. One of the things that I do to kind of set myself up for success is I prepare my food, my breakfast, lunch, and dinner, either the night before or the morning of, and I take a picture and I send it to my sponsor that day. So there is no question. If I make a change, I text her and I ask her. I don't necessarily tell her. I say I would like to have office lunch. And she'll either say, sure, go ahead and have one plate, or why don't you just stick with your food? Right? Why don't you just go ahead and stick with your food? And I don't like when she tells me, why don't you go ahead and stick with your food? But I'm not willing to fight Holly. And I don't know if any of you have seen Holly. She's very tiny. I'm 6'2", and I'm like, oh, I'll take you, but I am scared of this woman. Whatever she says, I am gonna do. There is no question. I'm not butting her. And I get these Monties are like, yeah, but no. I'm like, oh. Anyways, I don't argue with Holly. So I send my food and my pictures. So it's clear, it's out of the way. I did 3 meals a day, that's it. Nothing in between. Coffee, tons of coffee. Cheers. Oh, my coffee right here. And the gals that I sponsor, they struggle because they don't want to give themselves to the simple program. It's simple. Take a picture of your meals, right? Or write it down. Just tell me what you're going to eat. But not easy, right? Because the disease wants to separate me from the herd. It wants me dead, and it will use anything to get me to eat. And I understand that. There was something that I was just going to say. I don't exactly. Oh, shoot. I go to three. I'm part of another fellowship, the beverage program. So I have three meetings that I go to there, and I do three OA meetings as well. And I don't have any commitments at my two meetings right now. Oops, better get on that. And I have had commitments at those meetings before. And I'm not always grateful. I'm not always grateful. I take it for granted that I've lost 150 pounds sometimes and that I could control and enjoy my eating.
A gentle reminder.
Thank you. And it wasn't until I think the last 3 weeks that I've just been a little bit more grateful for recovery and for the 12-step rooms, because if you guys weren't here, I don't know how I could possibly continue to do what I do and to help others as well. In the beginning, it was tough. I was always hungry, or what I thought I was always hungry. And the more water that I drank, the more that it really helped to kind of quell that hunger. I think I was just used as automatic muscle. I always had something in my mouth, and so it was natural that I would always think I was hungry. I remember one time I was at the airport, and I It was poor planning on my part. I took a late flight home and I missed the mark of turning in my rental car and getting to the airport on time so I could get something to eat. The plan was to eat something at the airport, but everything was closed by the time I got there. And so I freaked out. I did have some vegetables with me, but I was so afraid that I wasn't going to have enough food. And if you ask me, I did not that particular night. And I was hungry. And I called Holly and she's like, just drink some water and walk up and down the airport because they had delayed my flight. I was like, what? How is that going to help? I'm like, no. There's some snacks over there. I could have some nuts. And she's like, no, you're not having nuts. You've had your food. That's it. And I thought I was going to die. I mean, I got home at like 2 in the morning. I was so hungry. And the only thing that I could hold on to was that breakfast was around the corner, about 8 o'clock. And I made it through that night. The bottom line was I made it through, and I made it through abstinent, and I didn't have to eat, and I didn't have to have any excuses. And my life is much better without being in the food. I don't take blood pressure medication anymore. I don't take cholesterol medication anymore. And all my numbers seem to be okay. Is that 4 minutes left, or I see the clock, but I don't see it ticking down. I can't hear you, Rich. What do you say?
Oh, it's like minute 30.
Minute 30. Okay. Yeah, I'll just end there. I'm looking forward to hearing if anybody has any questions. I am very thankful for my abstinence. I'm very thankful for the Hollies, the Riches, and the people that I have met along the way. And I do hope that you too can, create your own journey and stay abstinent. It is possible to have a life that is free of the compulsion to eat. So, with that, I'll sign off. And thanks so much for allowing me to share.